Mississauga, Ont. Gay Lee Foods is providing an update on its sale of Thornlow cheese, announcing it has entered into a letter of intent. Ontario's largest dairy farming cooperative has reached a tentative agreement to sell Thornlow cheese to Triple A Cheese, a Mississauga-based cheesemaker. A letter of intent is a non-binding, tentative agreement, which provides Triple A Cheese the opportunity to secure financing to construct a new cheese-making plant near the current location. The proposed terms of sale would see Triple A Cheese acquire all Thornlow cheese assets, including the plant, brand, cheese recipes and plant supply quota. While this is a private sale and financial terms will not be disclosed, the organizations have agreed to a significantly advantaged sale price for the buyer, and deferred payment terms. See related. Fight is on for future of Thornlow cheese. In October 2023, Gay Lee Foods announced the immediate, permanent closure of Thornlow cheese and its store located on Highway 11, north of Temiscaming Shores. Known as the Pride of the North, the Thornlow cheese plant was taken over by Gay Lee in 2019. It is a Canadian farmer-owned cooperative with members on more than 1,400 dairy farms across Ontario and Manitoba. Thornlow cheese has been a respected local cheese and cheese curds producer in northeastern Ontario for over 75 years. The business employed 35 people and was celebrated for its specialty cheeses and for introducing the first butter and cheeses made with milk sourced from the Dairy Farmers of Ontario Verified Grass-Fed Program. See also, over 200 come out to support Thornlow cheese. We are pleased to have found a buyer with an innovative vision for Thornlow cheese, said Susanna Dalrymple, president and CEO of Gay Lee Foods. The current Thornlow cheese plant requires significant investment and is no longer financially viable. We believe a different concept and a new facility are needed for the brand to thrive in Northern Ontario, and we're hopeful the considerable effort invested in this project, by both organizations, will deliver that outcome. A new concept for Thornlow cheese. The new concept for Thornlow cheese is likely to include a larger cheese manufacturing facility, with greater milk receiving capacity, on a more suitable local property, serviced by municipal water supply and wastewater treatment. A tourist and local destination at the new location, complete with a fresh food store, coffee shop or deli restaurant, party rooms, and a vibrant patio and outdoor space. Repurposing the existing Thornlow cheese location as a cold storage facility. Artist's rendering of the proposed Thornlow cheese concept. Photo supplied. Triple A Cheese envisions its new operations would eventually employ more than 100 people, double the prior Thornlow cheese employee population, while providing a permanent facility to process local dairy farmers' milk. All of us at Triple A Cheese are excited by the prospect of turning this beloved, local brand into a destination that serves the community and attracts tourism to Northern Ontario, said Stefano Camaiani, President and CEO, Triple A Cheese. We must caution, however, that this is an ambitious project and there are no shortcuts. A new facility is needed and comes with significant funding requirements. There remains much work to be done. Financing requirements and timing. A key priority is to secure financing to purchase land and build the new facility. Gay Lee Foods is supporting Triple A Cheese in discussions with financiers, including government agencies, to determine their interest in investing in this new concept. This has been a collaborative sale process, with both parties working toward a common objective, said Dalrymple. We are pleased to support Triple A Cheese in its efforts to bring this exciting new venture to fruition and are hopeful of a positive outcome for local Gay Lee Foods members and the community. If financing efforts are successful, the companies expect the sale would close in 2025, with the new plant to open in 2027 or 2028. Triple A Cheese will also explore the possibility of restoring limited interim cheese making at the current Thornlow plant, using equipment repurposed from its operations. All aspects of the sale are contingent upon Triple A Cheese securing funding to build a new dairy plant near the current Thornlow cheese location. Grass-fed milk. Gailey Foods will continue skimming grass-fed milk at Thornlow Cheese until October, as it has done since the plant stopped making cheese in October 2023. This premium milk is currently being used to make grass-fed butter, with the skim used as part of the conventional milk supply. In October, Gailey Foods will stop receiving grass-fed milk at Thornlow Cheese but will continue paying farmers the grass-fed premium until March 31, 2025. Gailey Foods and AAA Cheese will update the community as more is known about the sale of Thornlow Cheese but encourage patience, as funding such an ambitious project takes time, and the outcome is inherently uncertain.